recording.
Okay. As far as you've heard from the arbitrator, you receive some chops, but then the stranger is talking about how chops aren't very important anymore.
What do you mean?
Darstia explained that chops are the lower level.
What?
Chops are the lower level.
The lower level of what?
They are a currency here in the gathering.
Right.
But they are less important than note variety. It is fame.
So popularity is more important than notoriety?
Yes, that is the word.
Mm-hmm. Notoriety.
Notoriety.
This is why entering the wizard battle, when we are not wizards, and then blatantly not being wizards, and then say, we are done being wizards, and fake wizards are better than real wizards.
Which is true.
Suckers.
True.
That sounds really familiar.
Is our very good and very important things, because this will push us and our ranking upwards.
Right.
How do we see the rank?
That is not seeable. It is a feeling. So,
supporting crowd.
And if the crowd supports us, if the audience supports the puzzle party, we will more likely receive power and more chumps, donations, in fact, at times. Yes. So that is how it works, and I don't understand that yet. Q, please explain.
Basically, people like us, people are going to get us chops. That's why we did the wizard battle, because we beat the odds. Mm-hmm. Very easy. Right. Now it's going to help us through ropes.
And but probably chops are not important.
No, it's not. It's just people are going to support us the whole
time. Chops are useful, and we should use them.
Yes.
But it will only work once or twice. Then, if we are note variety enough, we will advance in the gathering.
Okay.
I wonder why Darcia knows this.
She has the tarot cards.
Oh, yes, she is a fortune teller person thing. Yes.
How long do we have until ropes?
Ropes is about 7 to 10 minutes.
She's going to sit down and rest.
You have time for an extended rest.
A
short rest.
He's going to spend his
healing surges. So, encounter powers at least, sir. And we can use
it. So, Arrow's going to heal up with his remaining healing surge.
You have one healing surge left?
Yeah. How much can I heal?
The stranger uses a lot.
Surge value.
I wonder, arbitrator, may I rest very well? Or that is too much, no.
Arbitrator, heal me up.
You have several options. Extended rest, 3,000 chops.
Oh my god.
Just a full heal, 500 chops.
Nefer specifically asks if he can get one power up.
One power back? Which power is it? Is it daily?
It's a daily for my second.
Did you just say what level is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 500 shots.
Okay.
Eros looks like he's physically in pain. Besides the whole being more than bloodied thing. Eros is going to use last healing surge because it's free. And doesn't spend any money.
That's reasonable.
Coral looks at Eros's face and says, Arbitrator, one fiber drink.
It's free, so he's going
to regain half a healing surge.
Half a healing surge?
Yes. He's going to use that too.
Probably tastes disgusting.
Oh. Yeah, really? There's no flavor to it. It's just the fiber.
This is grass.
It's grass flavored.
So he's at,
They took a little bit of water. Did
he use it? Or did he ask Ever to help him heal?
Oh, that's right. That's what Eros did. Eros asked Ever for help despite his convictions about Ever.
That Ever always lies.
Ever is such a huge liar.
Always. Every time. Everywhere.
The biggest liar in the puzzle
party. Ever, can you help me heal because I'm dying?
No.
How would I deal with the fact that this is an encounter power outside of an encounter?
Inside of an encounter, healing powers can be used any time. During short and extended.
Oh, okay.
So you can use this many times as you want.
So then.
So everyone should heal up.
What level am
yeah.
I?
Level are you?
12. Okay. Then 3d6.
Plus a healing surge, right?
I think so. Oh, wait, no. You get a healing surge, I think.
You get
a
healing surge.
Yeah, you can spend a healing surge.
And you get a healing surge.
The question is, does anyone else need healing?
No, I'm good.
Then.
Eros needs all
healing.
Healing
surge.
Does a stranger understand how a healing spirit works? The stranger would probably understand that standing next to Eros, or standing next to the spirit? Standing next to the spirit will heal people and help them. So the stranger picks up Eros, puts him next to the healing spirit, or the spirit, and say, "Heal me! Yes, hear me."
Is it working?
Hear me.
Is he getting healed?
Yeah, is the surgery getting healed? The surgery has no lost hit points, but hear me, please.
Huh.
Hear me, please.
Wait, does Eros get healed just automatically?
Hear me, please.
After a healing surge?
Hear me.
Huh? You get to spend
the healing
surge.
Right, so I'm at 66 HP now.
Okay. The stranger's asking to be healed while putting Eros next to the spirit.
Here,
okay. Please. Is
yes,
Ever refusing?
Ever
okay. Eros gets another 3.
Ever looks confused for a little while, and then Iris and Robin figures it out.
All right. We're doing just fine, ladies and gentlemen.
There are no ladies here.
HP.
70.
I am helpful.
78?
Indeed.
What was it, 78, right? 12, right? Okay. Eros is good. Until he falls off of something
again.
Right.
Now.
Like from a rope.
What I imagine to be the things here, as we see the ropes, there are ropes, and this is the event ropes. And I have no idea of what to do. Q, please explain.
Well, I'm thinking. Q's going to observe. He's going to take a look at the course.
Okay.
Is there a start? Is there an obvious start and finish?
There's an obvious start and an obvious finish, but there are many ways to reach there.
Okay.
There are little copters flying back and forth with long ropes dangling off of them. The kind that you would see in a gymnasium. You're trying to get to the end, which is an elevated platform.
Is it in one particular plane, or is it like a straight obstacle course up above?
It's, think more like...
Could you somehow draw it, like on paper or something?
It's like, it's like mostly like this. This is the easiest way to bring it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's like, basically the aggro crash.
It's like,
from like
yes!
Yeah. Guts.
Yeah.
Yes.
So let me bring up a picture of Guts. Have you seen Nicolas?
What was his name?
Yes. Harold. Oh, Olmec.
No, that's different.
I know. But what was that guy
Olmec.
Called?
Olmec.
Yeah. That was like the golden age of those shows.
Yes.
Yeah. For Nick.
It was when you have the game shows.
The portions.
Yeah.
The rest of it's great. So I don't know if you've ever. So you guys remember all number guts.
Mm-hmm.
If you can see. So,
right.
The slump, but then like the aggro crag is. So you have it's basically like imagine like ropes course going upwards onto a mountainside. That's pretty much this is like a battle. Okay. So. But there are, most of it is made of ropes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there are rope bridges, there are rope walls, things to climb up, just rope nets that you have to walk over, things like that, and the ropes are well spaced.
Ooh.
There's a lot of vertical climbs.
Nice.
The stranger suggests that, and he doesn't want to hurt people's feelings, but we are not physical performers. Or, two of them are physical performers, the rest of them are not.
Well, kind of.
I think so.
You good?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm just playing with it in between my toes.
Kind of, no.
So, Stranger suggests that they do what they did last time. Look very carefully. It is not cheating to cheat. It is changing the rules. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
This is what Darstia told me. If the rules change, it is not cheating.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't really ever believe cheating is
what
a thing,
the
but...
rules,
I don't.
Arbitrator, give goat legs to Aaron.
No, just no. We're going to negate that.
Arbitrator.
Arbitrator, what are the rules?
That's not bad,
500 chops for goat legs for Eros.
No, don't do it. Don't do it, Kuro.
Is that two goat legs or four goat legs? How about six?
No.
Six goat legs at a discount, $750.
Very well.
No.
Eros now has six goat legs to replace his two legs.
Are they separate from my body? Do I just have six legs?
They're sticking out of
goats?
Your hip.
Oh, okay.
And you look
so
like...
So I don't just have like a pile of goat legs?
No. They're
attached
to your hip.
That's
so
more useful.
There are three on each side replacing each leg.
You're an insect goat. Thing.
Mm, that's only slightly terrifying. Okay, that's fine. If that's my life, I'll live it.
Q was asking the arbitrator for the rules.
The rules.
Nice.
Ropes rules are restricted.
We can't know.
Hey, arbitrator, how much you want?
They'll probably be announced
for the rules.
7,000.
Nope.
7,000 what? You didn't specify. 7,000. High fives.
That's a lot of high fives.
Arbitrator.
Refreshing. 9,000.
Oh, right.
9,000 high fives.
There's no way we can know this. 9,000 is way past our budget. We have about...
Ever.
Five high fives.
What
yeah.
are those plant ropes?
The vines?
Yes. Those are vines.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
So we'll build.
Hmm?
We can build.
Yes. Build what?
Can you build
the 3 minutes left?
Can you build a vine bridge? That high? How high are the ropes off the ground?
In many areas, like especially the map.
Do we
area,
see where we need to go?
You can look at it, but
Eros is gonna deduce logically where they need to go.
Roll intelligence and take a -5.
Okay, critical fail.
Oh my god.
So
tempter also.
You might hurt yourself.
Guys, I'm gonna know everything. Give me a second.
The other hand explodes.
I thought you took it off.
Wait,
oh my god.
Don't even.
Okay.
7.
You hear Carlos saying, everywhere. Everywhere.
No.
Everywhere.
No.
Bards come from everywhere.
No. And he has six goat legs.
So bad.
The stranger thinks that they will not do well in this contest unless they meddle with everything. And he's willing to go first and to change the rules.
We go one at a time.
Well, he's using from his own account. He's going to... I think he... You infer from his mangled speech
mm-hmm.
that he's going to drain his account. First.
Why?
Because it would help them.
Arbitrator, how much for a grappling hook?
What? Does Q say that aloud?
Yeah.
10 chops.
We already have a grappling hook, Q.
Not
the goat legs. Although it resembles a grappling hook.
How much for all of us, though? 10 chops each?
10 chops.
It wouldn't be a launching grappling hook, it would just be a rope on a grappling hook.
Oh.
Mm. And you have to go like...
You have to like swing it.
Mm-hmm. Like a hammer. Thor's hammer.
Hmm.
Arbitrator, how much for flight?
8,000 chops.
Wow, no. Can Q use magic?
Yes.
Can Q float?
No.
Arbitrator,
are you saying in terms of the rules?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't know yet.
Oh, we don't know.
Arbitrator, how much do we get out of this if we win?
Depends on how many people are betting on us.
Right. The amount is undetermined.
Well, we might as well know the rules first. I guess.
It's hard to know what we can do. We might have to be in contact with the rope.
The whole entire time, too, yeah.
30 seconds.
That's a good point.
Even flying, it would help.
He receives a notice.
Okay.
It's a letter.
Where is it? Like, is it a physical letter?
It's a physical letter. It floats to him.
I'll open it.
He opens it?
Uh-huh.
Q! Latari!
Oh my god.
This is your rival!
Hello.
Kevin! Rich Harley!
Is it like one of those birthday cards with,
yeah,
with the music?
Oh,
no. But it's stuck open.
Right.
And there's a small...
I was going to say
you closed it. There's a small, like, toothpick halberd keeping,
yeah,
it open.
I challenge you to a friendship off!
What?
That's so gross. Okay.
In 3 days' time!
Uh-huh.
We will have a contest of friendship!
Stresses the word so strangely.
Okay, what is this friendship thing?
The friendship off is a contest of friendship!
Yes.
Bring all of your friends!
It's like
as many friends
questions
as possible.
You're like literally talking to the car.
Yeah.
There's no response.
All your friends, Kilatari!
This isn't in the card.
Do you guys hear this?
Bring all your friends! And we will have a friendship off! And when the time comes, in our friendship off, the winner will be crowned King Friend!
King Friend.
That's very stinking.
King Friend!
I just want to cry.
He will be the winner,
yes,
of us two. Of us two. Stronger! Could you please hold the cards up properly?
No, that's stupid.
You're right! I don't need note cards.
Oh my god.
This message should come from the heart! 3 days' time, Q Latari. A friendship off. We will compete in trials of friendship.
Okay. I think you said this like 4 times already.
3 days time.
He's gonna set the car on fire. I should have done that in the very beginning. I regret all my actions.
Wait.
Yes.
What was the date on that card?
Car's on fire.
Can you recall? Is there a date?
Please roll a saving throw for Will.
Just get that out of the way.
Add your will bonus.
That's going to be... Oh, the bonus?
Basically, like, you know...
Yeah,
will.
10 plus half level.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Basically, take your will and then,
yeah,
minus 10 from it.
17. So that's going to be 26.
26. He was too rattled for the note to remember.
Ask me later.
Very well. Yes, we must focus on this
ropes
course of ropes. Must become
what's
one with the ropes.
It's basically starting.
Okay.
You are moved onto the field.
Oh shit. Eros is excited.
Can the party still access Arbitrator while the match is going on?
So they're set up of ropes, of the ropes course. You see several groups. You see a large group of bards, tiefling bards. By large group, it's over 50 of them.
Okay.
And like,
are there other groups around too?
There are several other groups.
Okay.
But like, none of them are as large as Smoke and Mirrors. Most of them are about 10 to 15 people. You're one of the smallest groups. You actually see one individual just kind of like warming up, but it's kind of like in a suit of some sort. You also see a wizard with a light blue robe who seems to be preparing something. And this is the setup for waves so far.
Okay.
The rules are simply to get to the end.
Huh.
And warnings about flight are, flight may not be your best option.
Looks like climbing the ropes are the best option. Or other structures.
Something.
So, the match is going to be.
Does it seem like everyone's going at the same time?
It seems like it's starting. Like a starting with something.
Shit, what's our strat?
Well, we need to knock everybody off. Like, my suggestion is that we stop everybody here at the ground first.
Oh, I didn't even think
And we
about
get
that.
The stranger up there. If we get the stranger up there, we could block off people from making passage through.
I might be able to make a ladder.
Yeah, that sounds
from
nice.
The floor straight up to the finish.
That
might actually
work. Yeah,
to
we could just
climb up.
Okay.
But it's probably better to make sure nobody else reaches the ropes either. So, my suggestion is that because we're the heaviest, you guys are probably the lightest and the most agile.
Mm-hmm.
Kuro and I will start making a big fuss on the ground. You can shoot off anybody who's on the ropes already.
Right.
And then Everett can prepare.
The stranger is completely not paying attention to you. And he keeps saying, vines, vines, vines. Vines are plant ropes. Vines are plant ropes. Vines are plant ropes. Rope plants, vines.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Hey, Ever.
Yes.
Have you ever dealt with dealing with dead plants before?
No.
Have you tried?
Ever tries.
People have started moving.
You try to
move the ropes.
The
ropes.
Hmm.
People are climbing up ropes, and the puzzle part is
just sitting there.
Sitting there for now.
I try.
Ropes.
You're also gonna take
aim. Vines.
Roll on tech.
From the ground up. Try to grab people.
You manage to grab a foot. And then it's one of the bards.
Yeah,
he falls a little bit, but like, he burns it off.
36 versus AC on the farthest target.
On the farthest target, you completely miss the rope.
Arbitrator,
are you aiming for the rope?
No, for the guy who's the farthest, the person who's made it the farthest.
Oh, okay. Are you trying to just nail him?
Yeah. So just trying to keep like
it bounces off his armor.
Use the grappling hook.
Use
the grappling.
Okay.
Arbitrator.
You want grappling words, but you need to try to be better if you have an idea.
Ropes. Arbitrator. Vine. Ropes.
Can you make the arbitrator? Can you turn the ropes into vines?
Arbitrator ropes to vines. That is a lot. Accepted. All the ropes turn to.
Uh-huh.
The stranger's account is now drained. Oh,
jeez.
Ever, do your thing.
The vines grow a lot.
Is Ever singing really loud?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ever is also boosted by performance. Ever still counts to the doll.
Ever tries to grapple everyone.
You're gonna make them dance.
You're
gonna make them dance.
Oh, wait, no. Not grapple. I'm just gonna make them move. Try and throw everyone off.
Oh, even better. You should get all the ropes, all the vines, and just tie them all up.
The ropes course is now formed into this
large
ball
jungle
of, like, vines, and everyone is being grabbed. Only the puzzle party, who has not even moved from where they are. Is not being tangled up in these ropes.
Everyone's just kind of going.
Fine.
All right, who's the fastest out of us?
Kuro and I will run to the end.
Yes.
Yes, we will run to the end.
I try to make a ladder.
Like a DNA
from the end, just down to the ground.
You hear cries of like things like cheaters and what the hell is this? And like you see that the bards are trying to counteract and silence the music, whatever is currently boosted by performance.
Q's gonna climb one of the vines.
Do you have a microphone?
Are you using your flute as a microphone?
Q's gonna climb like the big bulk of the vines. Just really, I'll be right back.
The vines push you off.
Oh, okay, cool.
The stranger is running, and then the stranger climbs a wall, and then the stranger jumps over it, and the stranger jumps back.
Kuro will just grab onto vines that are growing.
This is like Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins.
Eros is going to sprint and take a running jump and rocket. I'm just kidding. Eros is going to take out his grappling hook, put it on the end of his crossbow, right? And he's going to be like, I got this. And he's going to shoot, you know, towards the middle so he can get a good swing and quickly get some momentum and go up.
He's gonna try and get some swing up, roll acrobatics.
Okay.
Q is taking 10 on everything right now. It's just the vines are just pushing up.
Is Q able to get to the bulk of the people?
Yeah.
Q would like to float up and go to the nearest person and make eye contact with them. And then he would like. Does he know elemental words in Supernal?
Yes. But it depends on what element he's looking for. Is he just going to say any elemental word?
He's going to look for... He's going to look for frost.
Okay. Q manages to think of something that might be like frost.
Okay, Q's going to say it. Lormanna.
Icicles grow off this person's face.
Q's going to continue on.
So the stranger has reached about like the midway point, but then realizes there's no the rest of the vines just kind of like rolled backwards as if a katamari, and had just like stuck at the beginning. So the stranger is standing there on a platform, and he doesn't see anything. So he just walks, he climbs down, and then goes across, and then climbs back up. He's just climbing. Yes, yes. Because all the vines are in.
Right, because there's a gap, right?
Right. It was a huge like pit gap.
Yeah. So he just went down into the pit.
Yeah. What is Kuro doing?
Kuro is grabbing on the vines that are growing.
It's just going
at different
up.
Speeds, yeah.
There's a part that's going straight up.
Yeah.
So Kuro is still like towards the beginning.
Right.
And then the vine, well, depending on whatever wants to do with the vine.
So the vine grows high enough, it tilts over. And Kuro is on the ground, right? And he'll grab another vine that goes out.
is ever helping him do this?
He doesn't care anymore.
No.
Q's gonna go to the next person. He's gonna stop the next person who's like stuck in like the big bulk thingy.
Yeah.
Q's gonna think of the primordial word for movement.
For movement?
Yeah.
Okay. It's gonna the primordial word. Or
primordial.
You were doing Supernal before?
Yeah.
Okay. Primordial word for movement.
Yeah. And he's gonna try to shake the whole entire thing.
With the voice
and just make it keep rattling.
Okay, it just shakes the person back and forth.
Like the whole entire bulk. He's just gonna like shake people like maracas.
Roll
1d20. Okay. Failed.
Okay, is Q on his disc?
No. He's walking in the vines.
Okay, nothing happens.
He shrugs and walks.
Eros rolled a 38.
What is Ever doing currently?
Edgar asks the arbitrator if the whole party needs to make it to the end.
Most of the party.
Ever walks towards the end.
Does Ever walk like alongside the thing?
Huh?
How is Ever
like directly underneath?
Directly underneath everything.
Yeah.
Q's gonna.
In order of closest to the end, it's the stranger. Eros is like swinging some things, and sometimes I'll just like hit a wall or something and slide into a spike pit.
Yeah,
and then climb back up.
The spike pit's so important.
We'll just hit a wall, and then slide like it's trying. And then Q is behind that. Kuro is
near the start and just going straight up.
All right, girl, it's time for Goro to try to run.
Okay.
On the
so
vines.
He goes, ooh.
He's trying to swing the vine.
Yeah, then he'll run if he reaches a platform. But what he wants to do is he wants to try to find the shortest path.
It's basically the path that Everest is taking on the ground.
Okay.
He would like to use the disc as a skateboard and grind all the way to the last platform.
The skateboard goes, it's very slow, and there's another rail.
Hugh's gonna expel some fire and try to cause an acceleration of the disc.
Roll 1D, roll Arcana.
Okay. That's gonna be... it's 37.
It does nothing except like make sparks fly underneath the disc.
Eros is getting tired of falling into spike pits, so he's gonna ask the arbitrator to move the end of the course to like right in front of him.
Okay. The arbitrator responds that it'll cost 15,000 shots.
Eros ponders this and asks and wonders if it's in his budget.
Eros
is not in his budget.
Hook on.
Oh yeah, okay. So Eros detaches his thingy from whatever he's on and then tries to hit Q's disc.
Okay, roll an attack.
Does Eros have combat advantage?
No. Why would Eros have combat advantage?
There's a giant target underneath the disc.
36.
Okay. So, 36. Eros manages to hook onto the disc. Alright, the stranger...
Wait. Did my grappling hook get turned into a rope and into a vine, too?
Yes, but it has a grappling hook at the end.
Okay.
So you can shorten it. Ever can shorten it.
Yeah, Ever can control it.
Eros, it's still on your...
You have to somehow tell me to do it.
Yeah, I have to, like, yell it out.
Oh, my... headset.
Oh, yeah, we have headsets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Ever. Yo, my grappling hook is...
I got your back.
It's showtime.
But, Ever, my rope is now a vine. You can do stuff with it. Ross out. Eros out. Eros is now hanging on out. Q's this.
Roll a saving throw against being tempted to troll Eros. Or you can decide to fail it.
She wants to.
It's just 1d10. Oh, so sorry. You just have to roll 10 or higher.
Perfect.
You can decide to fail it or actually take that.
Just do it. Do it. Troll him. It's gonna be the best.
So this is going like this, and Eros is like right here.
How many spike bits are there?
They're like 5 feet under you.
Great.
You just be right. Drag through random spike bits.
And have it drop a little bit and then pull back. And then, oh. And then up really, really fast.
Do I have to hold on?
I have no strength.
That's an athletic check.
No, just strength.
Just strength?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
20.
Eros manages home.
Yeah, buddy. That's what he yells.
After a very anticlimactic ropes course, the puzzle party has reached the end of the course. Much to the chagrin of the entire... Just... Everyone is just really mad.
Everyone is just still tangled in random vines.
Yeah.
Arbitrator, how much does the audience like us?
The audience sounds hilarious.
Okay, good.
The ropes course... you see Gortal on a platform looking... relatively clean. He floats down. We have the winners of our ropes course. That was the most disgusting thing I have ever seen in my life. It's so disgusting I would not eat it.
Would you eat it
Kuro
anyway?
Kuro takes out a mirror and shows it to Gortal.
Oh my, what a handsome devil that is.
So what do we win?
You win a very wonderful prize of this monkey's fist.
Oh, Q, you can have that one, man.
It's not a real fist, it's a rope. It's like a rope ball.
Hold on to that.
Not?
Yeah.
It's a very lucky little thing.
Why?
I don't know. Anyway, you all win 20,000 chops.
I'm down for that.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
That is, that was terrible. But, as you know by now, your notoriety has gone up.
Right.
But don't think for a second that things will get easier for you.
No, people will hate us now.
You will need many, many more chops than she at that level. And I am pleased to say that I congratulate you all on your very, very wonderful decision to completely ruin the ropes course. And now we have to rebuild it. Thanks a lot, guys. All right.
Well,
<Those leaves.
laughs> we're just all standing on the
platform. Did you have a question? Great, okay, bye.
Gortog's, the worst part is that Gortog's like platform floats really slowly.
So, we just won our, like, third or fourth course.
Look at that.
We did
kids.
Ropes and wizards and...
Yes.
What else?
Ropes, wizards, Murray.
Battle against Murray.
Right.
Arbitrator, are we signed up for any more events?
The arbitrator says that no other events for today. You've not signed up for any other events today.
Are we signed up for anything else?
The little doll that Ever is holding speaks. It's Darastia's voice. Hey.
Is it like Tiny Dara?
No, it's no. It's just quiet. Hey, come back. We're gonna. We saw how it went.
Hold still, guys. There's something.
We saw how it went, and
hold still.
You know, I'm gonna treat you guys.
No sudden movements.
If I can get the other ones. Other guys come back.
Yeah, that's fine, too.
We can even get Greta to come.
Oh. Yeah, sure. That's fine.
Cool. Yeah, and then we're gonna... Yeah, so...
Ross takes it.
Okay. Al, don't do that.
Too bad.
Okay, so come on back, and we're gonna... That was actually pretty good. We haven't left yet, but we'll be leaving pretty soon.
So you guys were watching the whole time?
It's kind of hard when everyone's talking about puzzle party cheating... For us to not ignore it. But it went pretty well.
Yes.
Not really cheating, but I mean, people complain anyway.
Creativity isn't cheating.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. So anyway, why don't we celebrate?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so what does the party want to do this time? You're standing on top of the ropes course, people are still tangled in vines.
Let's go meet up with them.
Hey, Ross, uses. Puts one of his fire bolts in.
Oh, good idea.
The ignition ones.
Okay.
And just shoots at the vines in the middle.
Alright, these are live vines, so it doesn't catch fire.
Yeah.
Eros still looks at the vines smugly, walks away.
Off the platform.
Blows out the end of his crossbow.
Oh.
Is it like this?
I'm wondering.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. It's been a while. Where did Sir Carlos go?
Care.
Yeah.
Someone is standing like
that. How'd you get on the platform?
Platform?
Girl turns around. Who's standing behind them?
Carlos.
There you are, Sir Carlos.
Yeah, there I am.
How's it going?
It's going.
How'd you get up here?
I floated up here.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Where are you going?
We're going to dinner, Sir Carlos. Why don't you come along with us?
That sounds great. Let's go.
No. All right. We can talk, I guess. Let's catch up, shall we?
Yeah, so I got the coffee that you wanted, and then
Oh, boy. That's what I've been waiting for.
Yeah, here. It's cold, though.
It's perfect with some bread.
It's like...
Entire loaf of bread, right?
like most of its skills as like he smashes the cup. you see the other you see the six people that you met previously.
Let's get them.
They're chill out in there. Auglig is awake and
Eros does not care.
Go straight to Dara.
He sees Dara.
Hey.
Yeah, we just wanted to congratulate you, celebrate a little bit. But
hey, girl.
We do have to get going pretty soon.
Why?
You know, we had to take care of some stuff, and then we came back. Check on you. It looks like you're doing well. No problems. So we're going to get going again. You know, duties and stuff like that. We have to take care of stuff. So she... Hey. So, what kind of party places do they have around here? And before... Dara is kind of like moving through, and the crowd is parting because Dara's in the lead. People are just kind of staring at this big group of, you know, about 12 people since Carlos is with you. You're entering, passing through the casino, and Dara's talking excitedly about how terrible it was that the ropes course was pretty lame and easy to defeat, but good job on that. And she's also talking about, how she heard the wizard battle went.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it just scared.
So, that's a wizard battle.
The
wizard. You're a wizard, Harry.
So you're back now in Carnival.
Are they with us in Carnival?
Yeah, they just walked with
you. Any places that we can go eat? I'm probably hungry.
There's gotta be some taverns or something.
Set those up.
What kind of tavern do you want?
I want a lot of food. Huge banquet table where we can all eat.
Preferably somewhere kind of free, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean?
I will pay for everything with any money I have left.
You don't have any
that's
money.
That's fine with us.
I have no money.
Okay.
Dinner's on me, guys.
Great.
I'm not eating off with you. I know that's what you mean.
Let us celebrate. Come, Carlos.
All right. Carlos is imitating the walk.
Girl has no idea where he's going. He's just walking.
Ever could you...
There's a small little hummingbird coming through the crowd.
What's up with the hummingbirds? That's a thing. That happened before. That happened before, right?
Maybe.
Hummingbird?
It's a small hummingbird. Blue one. Very bright blue. And you see...
Coral hears a buzzing sound.
You see a larger figure walking behind it trying to catch the hummingbird.
Who is it?
It looks like a very kind of bigger girl. More shaped like, you know, kind of a greatest build.
Oh.
Dara walks forward, and her entire attitude has changed.
Like, what is she now?
She catches the hummingbird and looks at it very carefully.
What's that there, Dara?
Dara doesn't answer, and then she looks at the girl. Ren?
Who's Ren?
Ren, why are you here? Dara comes over and gives Ren a big hug.
Mm-hmm. Do you two know each other?
Ever, do you... She's completely ignoring Q at this point. Ever, do you... Change of plans, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any inns that serve food and things like that?
Yes.
Do you know of any inns that... Any nice inns?
Like fancy pants?
Not fancy. I don't want anything fancy. Just nice, comfortable inns. Dara has completely changed, and you've noticed that the rest of the crowds around that were staring at her are of this dispersed. They're no longer interested.
They don't care.
Dara's still very pretty, but it's like even Eroth realizes there's no effect on him currently.
Yes.
Ever walks.
Yeah.
Which direction? You're just following. Okay. All right.
You know her.
Yeah.
Eros keeps
Where's,
good.
What kind of inn is it? And this, you also see that
the other five members who are with Dara are kind of
confused,
taken aback. Dara is very warm, but not. She's warm. She's chatting very quietly and looking at this hummingbird, chatting very quietly with Ren. There's this big girl.
Oh, but Kuro wants to go over to Brother Zerdan. Is Brother Zerdan with him?
Yeah, Brother Zerdan's walking behind. And Brother Zerdan's and nods at Kuro.
Good brother. This is our friend, Carlos. Not Harold. Carlos.
I see.
Yes.
Hello, hello, Carlos.
And Carlos straight up says, "Hello, Brother Zerdan." He's trying to imitate the voice, but his voice is not deep enough.
Right. Well, this is rather odd for Darsteel.
Oh, what's happening?
I'm not sure.
Hey, Sunu.
Who is the?
What's up?
What's going on here? Who's Ren?
I'm not sure who that is, but she recognizes her, and I guess Dara was the one who organized this. We may as well follow. We have to get going, though. Things to do.
You said there was a change in plans, though.
She said there's a change.
She said.
Yeah.
Will you follow her?
Well, I want to figure out what she's doing.
Yes, of course. I think we're all interested.
She knows that we have to get going.
Ever's up with Dara and...
Right. So Dara's asking where they're going, and
right. She says it's in this way. It's nice. It's quiet. It's good.
It's nice and quiet and good. Is the innkeeper as good? Is it the yes? What are they like? Because I want to. She looks over at Ren and says very quietly, "I want to pay for her room for as long as she wants to stay." Do you think that will be fine? Will the innkeeper be able to take... She looks at Ren again very quietly and kind of frowns. "And take care of my friend here? Make sure she has a good stay?"
Okay. Ross is going to sneakily try to get more details about this big Ren person.
Just like observing?
Yeah, or trying to get a look at the hummingbird.
The hummingbird is in Dara's palm.
Take a close look at it.
The hummingbird is a brilliant bright blue. No, yeah. Dara's.
Does it look valuable? Like a...
You've never seen a hummingbird like this before. You don't think it's a natural color of a hummingbird.
Kuro is very suspicious. What are they doing? He's thinking.
Ren is a bigger girl who just looks kind of lost and a little bit worried. She's wearing a great axe on her back.
Oh, Eros gets his shit ready.
Is she a human?
I believe so. Yes, a larger human.
Okay, so she's kind of like has the same effect as Greta.
Yeah, just a larger, not nearly as tall as Greta.
Right.
But more built. Like that.
What's her? So she kind of is she kind of childlike?
Wouldn't say childlike, but a little bit nervous around all these things. You've arrived at a kind of like a cabin-looking thing, a larger cabin-looking thing. And there's a sign outside that says Animal Auberge.
Okay. What?
Animal Auberge.
What the fuck does that mean?
Don't worry about it.
Does Ever go inside?
Yeah, Ever walks right in.
Animal Auberge.
The stranger walks in as
you
well.
You can read Eros?
As well as the rest.
Well, in a rudimentary fashion, but... Nonetheless, you've learned very quickly to read.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Eros contemplates what would happen if someone were to remove the hummingbird from the hands of this larger girl.
It's not in the larger girl's hands. It's in Dara's hand.
Oh, it's in Dara's hand.
It's in Dara's palm. Dara's holding this.
And then what is the other girl doing?
It's just kind of walking with her hands.
And Dara, what would happen if someone removed the hummingbird from that?
From Dara's hands. From Dara's hands. Roll insight.
Probably this is going to be 100%. No problem.
Probably tear you a new one.
Guess what time it is?
Eros
No, it's a...
It's time to fail?
No, no. It's 24.
24. Given the way that Darastia has changed entirely when she saw the hummingbird and saw Ren, removing it from her hand may cause Dara to turn on you, to turn on you and feasibly slaughter you where you stand.
Okay. Not turn you on. That's different.
Does Eros realize the difference?
Yes.
Mm.
He's still considering it.
He's still considering it. But Eros is ready to shoot anything at any moment, forever.
As usual.
Eros, by the way, for the record, Eros trusts no one here. Not even himself.
That's really bad. That's super terrible.
Okay, so does the party enter the
Yes. Yes, we do.
Okay, Kuro enters the inn very cautiously.
As you enter the inn, you feel a very heavy weight upon your shoulders for just a moment. And then it's gone.
What was that effect?
Hugh recognizes it as like a feeling of being marked, and then it disappears.
Is it a friendly mark, or is it like a careful mark?
It's like a check.
Okay.
Eros goes back outside.
Nope. You're staying inside.
Not a chance, dude.
You're fine. You're good. It's just checking that you're okay. Think of it as if anybody were to walk in here with evil intentions, trying to kill you, they wouldn't be allowed in. So we're protected here.
What?
Big hug.
Divine call.
Big hug
right
on you. Good.
So
and totally ignoring us.
So as you enter the animal enclosure, you see tiny little badgers and tiny little animals running around. Oops, tiny little badgers and tiny little animals running around with little hats.
Diaz notebook.
They have little bellhop, little badgers in bellhop uniforms, and they bow and they see you. And they bow and they see you. And they bow and they see you. And they bless. And these little things, little animals like working together, like, bringing plates around.
What kind of animals?
Just
little badgers.
Assorted?
Assorted, like forest animals.
Oh, little tiny rabbits.
Mm-hmm. At the front, in the, kind of at the bar, you see a young elven looking lady. And as well as you see tiny hands go up and take things, but not animal hands. It's also like a younger person's hands, carefully.
I'm gonna go up to the desk.
March right up to Marek. As Ever enters, and everyone goes in, there's a older-looking person in a rocking chair, rocking back and forth, and without turning around, you hear him speak Elvish. You hear him say, greet Ever in Elvish, without turning around. Rocking back and forth, and you can hear the creak back and forth in his chair.
I'd like to... It's a male?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what has Ever brought whoever's falling directly up to Mara?
Yeah.
Okay. Most people pause when they enter. The stranger pauses and moves over to the side a little bit, looking around. They also seem to notice some sort of feeling when they walk in. It's comfortable and safe here. There's a murmur of agreement. There's no one else in the inn besides Carlos, his animals. There's no other patrons, I should say. So, Darastia has her arm around Ren and walks up to Mark with Ever. What does Ever say? Ever is greeted by Mark without Mark doesn't even turn. But he walks in front of Mara?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he walks around. Sort of bows over and says, I brought them here.
Mark only... Are you speaking Elvish?
Mm-hmm.
Mark answers in Elvish. Oh, guests?
I think so.
Oh, lovely. He continues rocking.
Q walks up. Bows Is he elvish?
He's very clearly an Eladrin.
He's an Eladrin. Q kneels.
He's an older looking Eladrin.
Yeah.
Which definitely means that he's very old.
Q kneels and introduces himself. I'm Q Latari. It is an honor to be in your presence. Thank you for having us.
And he's speaking Elvish?
In Elvish.
He says, rise, Q Latari.
And Q stands. Hand on hilt and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Q is being very official?
Yes.
Okay. The stranger is walking around, looking around, like he's kind of dodging little animals walking around.
He might jump along.
So Carlos is still following Brother Zerdan and imitating Brother Zerdan.
Yeah.
And Brother Zerdan, Sunu, Ocklet, Greta, and Silva sit at a table near the door. Dara is still talking to Rand very quietly and nodding and looks very interested in what Rand has to say. Rand is also very quiet, but doesn't respond to what Marek had to say because she doesn't understand Elvish. But Dara also nods and thanks Marek in Elvish. And you can hear the formality in her tone. And she asks very simply, she's like, would my friend be able to stay here for as long as she would like? Only Q and Ever understand this.
Yeah, Cora has no idea what's going on.
Eros barely understands common.
Kuro actually has the Eros I don't know what's going on face.
There's also some anger in there because
they have the same expression.
They look at each other.
Where is the party looking? I would like to know what everyone else is thinking.
The Eladrin.
They're looking at the conversation. Yeah.
Eros walks Eros gets Tavon called in and looks around like this. What did you see?
Cute little animals bowing towards him.
He doesn't care.
And little platter moving towards him with cookies on it.
Alright. Well, he's not going to take it because... not yet. He'll take it, but not going to eat them.
They follow him around.
He's going to...
And eat the cookies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Eros notices this. Eros speaks to them. Do they respond?
What does he say?
Eros speaks.
Hello, little creatures. What are you doing?
So the cookies bounce in the tray.
Can you speak? Are these poison?
The batters look at you like really shocked. They scoot away.
Oh, I will have some cookies.
They run over and more little animals, little trays of food.
Shit tons of cookies.
Just various baked goods.
Will you bring me anything I want?
They're excitedly giving them to Kuro, who is just devouring. is Kuro also near the table where the others are sat? It's a large round, like several round tables. They can see about 8 or 9 people each.
I mean, Kuro just walked in.
Oh yeah, they're excitedly
was looking at the Elvish conversation going on suspiciously and confused. Noticed the cookies, and now is just standing where he was, basically by the door.
Well, more animals are coming towards the tables and offering things. Sunu is quietly is speaking a language that you can't hear, and he turns to the rest of them like, they'll bring us pretty much anything.
Excuse me, little critters. Bring me some chops, please. Harris looks smug. Watch this, guys. Go.
The animals look at you and they think about what you've said and then try to take anybody else's order. Is Q addressing Mark in any way?
Yes. Q is speaking in a lot of formalities, but he would like to ask what this place is.
He says it's an inn that he started after he retired.
What did you used to do?
I used to travel.
Where have you gone? Have you been to... I assume you've been to many civilizations. Were you a diplomat?
That's what's his head. He says an ambassador of some sort.
Let me see.
Or, you know, like, he thinks that this is the correct word to use.
Is this all in Elvish still?
This is all in Elvish still. Sunu is kind of, like, turning and listening a little bit, but Silva is focused on Marek, but she's sitting down at the table. She asks the animals for different things. Sunu's chatting with the animals. If you're close enough to Sunu, you're hearing that he's not using normal words in any language.
He's using, like, sounds, probably.
Roll intelligence. Oh, not roll intelligence. Roll nature.
Oops.
Oh, I can roll nature.
What is Ever doing right now? She's he's introduced people to Marek. And Marek is being very friendly with Marek. It's like...
Marek?
Marek.
Did everyone else notice this guy?
He hears a creak of his chair as soon as he walks in. And he's back and forth, and he's smiling an old lantern.
Eros is going to go talk to Dara.
Dara is speaking to Marek.
Right, Eros is going to go talk to Dara.
Ever goes up to Marek and sort of whispers in his ear.
Mm-hmm.
And basically says, I don't like her, but she... This person seems very important to her. And I think it's okay.
Marek nods and says very openly in Elvish, it's like, she will stay. And nods. And he's sitting in his chair and he's rocking back and forth and he's very happy. And he's got a smile on his face.
Dara, who is Ren? How do you know Ren?
Maybe we could have something to eat. And I'll discuss with
you. That sounds good.
You hear Auckland say, this is an excellent place. Plenty of baked goods.
Baked goods?
Delicious.
Q's gonna sit down at the table. Q bows as he excuses himself from Marek.
Marek says, of course.
And then he joins the party at the table.
Okay, so who has sat down? Has Kuro moved from the door?
Yeah.
Okay.
Still eating cookies, and he sat down.
Yeah, so he's still eating cookies.
He has a, you know, like, using the tablecloth as a napkin.
That's awful.
Marek waves at the puzzle party and says, are they, to Ever, and says, are they with you? In Elvish. Are they with you? Are these your friends?
That's an interesting question.
I think so. Yes.
That he says, you know, free of charge then.
Is there else hearing this?
It's an Elvish, you can't understand anything.
No.
But the stranger is looking at Mara. And he walks over to Mara.
Eros follows with his crossbow ready.
So, free of charge.
Huh? Marek has only spoken Elvish.
You can understand. Is those that gobble?
Stranger tilts his head. What is that? And he looks over. Stranger is very kind of dazed in this place.
Q looks.
It's just a painting.
It's just a painting.
Just a painting on the wall behind the bar. And animals come over to you and offer baked goods, drinks. They offer again to Eros.
Get out of here.
One of the badgers comes up and stomps on your foot. Does nothing, but you're like, you piece of mad. And you shake his baked goods.
Q takes the tray and just, like, pushes some of the baked goods onto a plate.
And whenever you empty one of the trays, the badgers go, yay! And they go and run off. And they take the
goods.
And then Q sets the plate in front of Eros. And points.
Eros shoots it. Thinking that's what Q wanted.
This is impressive. The thunk echoes, and it sticks it to the wood. The animals freeze. And look at Eros.
Eros, what did you do?
Q
Cue pointed to something and I shot
the
it.
Animals
That's how things work around here.
The animals scurry off, they like drop their plates and they scurry off and they hide behind Mark.
Eros, you need to apologize.
They don't even speak like common, bro.
They can understand it.
You don't even speak common. Go apologize.
That's what Eros does. He goes like that.
Like this?
You hear... kind of, like, it's the beginning of that, but he's like,
The stranger has continued his conversation, even though the commotion has been going on. Is Ever still with Mara?
Everyone is going over to the, he's over
to the counter. Where he knows that's Mara's daughter behind the counter, and Mara's granddaughter. These are very close. Behind.
Hello, Ever.
Two looks.
So is that's. Oh, but you overhear. Actually, Ever overhears part of the conversation. Elvish. He hears the words, "Understand me," and the stranger nods. And Ever hears the words, "Fate conspires against us." Mark says that, but he's laughing, and he nods. And the stranger is yes! That makes most sense. It makes zero sense, the stranger.
Does Q hear this?
No, Q's at the table.
Okay.
The stranger is again walking around, and he sits down at the table, and he has some cookies and such. He pushes the crossbows down, and he says, "Stop! It's not a good idea."
Eros, brain damage is no excuse for poor table manners.
What is, Ever...
Ever
with a tablecloth.
A bowl of soup.
Bowl of soup?
From the counter, and then goes back over to Merrick and asks him what anything has to do with fate right now.
Merrick is smiling, and he says that, he says something about different journeys. But he speaks very quietly. He says, different journeys start in different places, and different journeys, and that he also says, but not everyone has to travel to journey. This is very cryptic kind of talk that Marek is very used to dispensing.
Does Eros know anything that they talked about?
Absolutely nothing, except the stranger was saying, yes, I understand, right. And... He says there's a very interesting painting. And the stranger looks over at the table, mm-hmm. people, and looks at the painting, and looks at Mark, sits down and has some cookies. Silva has been paying attention. Silva, remember, is a half-elf. She turns and eats very slowly.
Q, Eros turns to Q.
The painting is a bunch of people. It's just a bunch of people like sitting like a portrait of some sort.
Eros yells over to Q, "Yo, Q, who was that old guy? What'd you guys talk about?"
Mara?
Yeah.
He is.
The stranger nudges Eros and says, "Do not be rude. He's rude, but he can hear very well."
Yes, that's true. How do you know him?
I don't know him, but he seems very nice.
Were you talking with him?
I suppose. The stranger's confused. This place is very weird.
I agree.
It is. I am strangely at home here. These are very cute animals. He picks up a little bellhopper. Looks like he wants to go down. I apologize. More cookies, yes. You see, Ocklet has laid out a map, and he's pointing at this map. And he's discussing with his friends, and unfortunately Carlos is imitating Ocklet. And Ocklet goes to like slap his hand.
But Carlos also moves around.
Carlos moves over, but when Ocklet slaps the table and lifts his hand, a dagger is embedded in the wood. And then he turns and goes.
Yeah. Marek is a very powerful Eladrin. We have to treat him with royalty. Let's just say this. Do you want your balls intact?
Implying I already have them intact.
Do you want to keep them intact?
Okay.
You don't want to mess with them.
Alright.
There you go.
Crossbow's ready.
You should probably eat.
Hell no.
They're good.
Are they?
Yeah. I ate.
Watch. You guys are going to die in ten minutes, and I'm going to be the only one left. I'm going to get out of here, no problem.
Do you not want some cookies?
Someone says Q's name on the door.
Q turns.
There are four people standing there. Two in heavy armor. Two men in heavy armor. What looks like a cleric. And one that looks like an archer.
An archer?
An archer. Very, very beautiful archer.
Female or a woman?
Okay. What are you doing here?
It's, The cleric comes over and speaks to Q. Q, we've been looking all over.
Wait, no, what's...
Cookies.
How did you get here?
There's so much to tell you. There's so much to tell you. We got here. We are here for the gathering. And...
Q, will you introduce us?
Well, yes. This is my team from home. This is Squad 6. We are, as I said, we are a team, but I don't know how you got here.
The cleric says we're here for the gathering. We were told that we would be able to find you here. But we need to know what you know about. Okay. It's been... So, it's been a while.
Yes.
In more ways than others, right? The regime. Do you know about the regime?
The regime?
What about the regime? Do you need to know?
The party kind of like feels like everyone is listening now. Are we okay to?
Yes, we're.
Okay, we don't have much time. We have to discuss this quickly. And then we have an event to go to the gathering. But all right, the regime is on the move. The regime is on the move. They've been taking over small villages.
In Kratos?
All over the area. Just the armies are just on the move. And you see Dara's companions leaning over and listening more carefully. The regime is on the move and taking over many, many small villages. Just completely wiping them out. It feels like they're looking for something. Otherwise they'd be attacking bigger places. Can you make anything of that?
Well, they're always interested in power, and they're always interested. Could they be looking for somebody?
We must tell Sir Evergreen.
I'm worried they're looking for you or something.
Well, no. Then if they were looking for me, they would attack the Latari strongholds. I don't know why they would attack the smaller villages.
No,
it doesn't.
They must know you're not there.
But who would tell them? And how did you find me?
A man came to us. A man came to us after we were the kind of fall silent. And the cleric falls silent. She's the one who's there's another thing. There's a much larger problem. Have you ever heard of the Marchers? Or just marchers in general?
No.
They're huge, hulking beasts.
Creatures.
Something like that. They're mechanical. Auklet sits up. Mechanical, you say?
But we don't have the technology.
It's hard to explain, but they appeared a very short while ago. It looks like people have only started noticing them, but they look like they've been around for a long time.
Please excuse me, friend. These marchers. Repeat yourself once more, if you would. They are
large creatures. A lot of them. All over the world. Very large. And Auckland is sitting up and he's like, let us give chase then. We depart immediately, and
no.
A couple of his
companions. Brother Zerdan sits up as well, and Greta. It's very... This is all very confusing. We can talk about this more later.
Take me back with you.
Dara says very quietly, "You can't go."
Why? My home is in trouble.
Your business is here with the Gathering.
But who are you to say that? Kuro's very angry.
This is the way of the Gathering. Once your business is finished here, you will be able to go there, to your home.
And this is what you have so predicted?
She looks up at you and she's kind of like a sorry look on her face. It's the way the Gathering works.
Don't tell him what to do.
How long will you be here? I'm going to turn back to Tamara.
Tamara says, we'll be here until we finish our business here. Until we can participate a couple times.
We need to talk.
Absolutely. But I need to know, we have an event in a moment. I need to know, do you know anything about these huge marching things?
I've never heard of them.
Is anybody else?
Auckland is just very excited, and Greta is furrowed her brow, and she nods. They've probably been around for a long time, but hard to detect for some reason.
Like they've been sleeping.
Silva says quietly, or hidden.
Who would have access? And is our intel implying that the regime is the one who has hold?
The regime has nothing to do with these things, but they're just, you can't, she turns to Auckland, you can't just take them on.
So we haven't been able to take them down.
Little girl, please do not underestimate us. We will go out and dispatch these things if necessary. Tamara says she shakes her head, they're huge.
How big are we talking?
The one we found and entered was 5 miles tall.
Entered?
We were able to get inside of it, and we were stuck there for 2 years.
What?
And the party is just kind of together. It sounds crazy, because by our time, we saw you a year and a half ago. But we were stuck there for 2 years. Trapped inside a maze of this beast, this giant mechanical beast. And finally, one of us fell out of the beast.
Where is Angel?
She had to report on this.
Who's missing?
None of them are missing. One of us fell out, and the beast, it's tomorrow, the beast caught me. I fell out the side, the beast caught me, and brought me right back to where I fell from.
So you were not able to leave?
About the collarbone of this giant humanoid creature. We realized then that the creature must be intelligent, and in fact must know that we were inside of it. So we asked if we could leave. And the next thing we knew, we were outside.
Here. Or home.
Home. Just where we had left. The exact time that we had entered. But she rummages through her things and holds out journals. But these journals. 2 years. And these, she pulls out screws and cogs. Not unlike those that Auckland was carrying.
I'm going to try to take them.
She hands them to
you. Okay, I'm going to take them. I'm going to take the journals. Because yeah. I'm going to rummage through them. When did Angel depart from you? You said you were in there for 2 years.
Right before we came here, together.
So you were all together before she was dispatched back home. How did you manage to get here to the Gathering?
I had a dream, and we walked and we came, and we just ended up here.
Does Command know that you are here?
No, we didn't have time to tell them.
Do you have any sort of communication device back to Command?
Nothing works here. There's a knock at the door. An older man hobbles through. And enters and looks around. Ever sees this man and recognizes him. He looks older than he remembers. Silva says, "Dumrick." Silva comes over and says, he's hurt. She supports him, and the four members of Squad 6 say that he's the one who told us he would be here. Dumrick. So Dumrick is brought over to where Marek is sitting, and Marek is rocking his chair. And you hear Dumrick murmur a couple things. You hear, "Oh, we're all here." And the creakiness of Marek's chair. "We're all here. Just as rumor suggested." And this is again Dumrick. He's very hurt.
"Must help this man."
"I've already mentioned something. Does it look like he's injured or sick?" "It
looks like he's very sick. Poisoned, in fact." "Careful. Don't do anything. I've been looking for..." He reaches up towards Mara. "Just as rumor suggested." Tamara says, "You told us it was prophecy that we would find everyone here."
"When are you counting?"
"Prophecy? Oh. What are prophecies but rumors of the gods?"
"The gods."
"He told you that I would be here?"
"Tomorrow's not. We have to go to the event. We have to go.
Wait.
We will be back.
We must help this man."
"We'll be back. We'll be back." They're out the door.
Coral will try to use his healing, any healing skill that he can.
"Okay. We'll heal. Careful, don't do..." Mark turns and leans over and sees Dumrick on the floor with his man called Dumrick.
"Yeah."
He turns to Ever and says, "This man is poisoned. Removing the poison is difficult. Too much for me."
31. Heal. What does Kuro notice?
Kuro thinks that he could like maybe fix him up a little bit, but realizes that the poison is very, very deeply entrenched in this fellow.
Poison.
Mark asks,
"Poison.
Do you know any experts on poison? Bring him here."
"Poisons or..."
So Silva is translating for Mark. His mark is only speaking in Elvish. And the stranger says, "Poison. This is very strange."
"Kuro, do you know if it's a natural poison or an artificial one?"
"Can Kuro tell at all?"
"No.
I cannot tell."
"Has Ever ever seen anyone with this sort of poison?"
"No. This poison is very strange." And
Ever.
Dumrick
does
says,
your teacher know? Would
yes,
your teacher know
yes.
of this?
Get him, poisons." The hand falls again. Sunu sits up. I know who he's talking about.
"Who?"
"We'll be right back with Warthog." So Sunu runs out.
He worked out.
And Auklet follows. The backpack comes out and he moves, bolts out the door.
Hughes immediately begins to flip through the journals.
Okay. The journals are very... they look like they're old. Like 2 years of ragged But the outside of it feels very new. The inside pages look very old. Uh-huh. And there's many pages that are tear-stained. Just looking through it, we've been trapped for 6 months now. Somehow we always keep finding food. These walls feel like they're laughing at us, as if they're watching us, as if they're... These are just increasingly frustrated journals. Very sad journals. There's enough to cover for 2 years.
Is it Tamora's handwriting all the way through?
She handed you her journals, yeah.
Okay, it's okay.
The others probably have other ones, but they had to. They left.
Is there any hint about what they experienced other than like where they lived or any creatures they ran into?
They didn't encounter anything living inside this giant beast.
What type of like architecture was inside?
Gears, mechanical
just cogs
and gears,
cogs.
As if it's a mechanical being.
Like mechanical hell, almost.
Yeah, but it's almost as if a lot of it was designed as if it were imitating life. Like skeletal, like very, like ribs made of gears and like brass and walls.
Is there any description about... No, I'm going to take out the cogs that I have,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to place them on the table next to hers. Do they match?
They look the same.
Okay.
They look similar, but the ones that are hers look much older.
Older.
In terms of...
Like, used.
No, tarnishing.
Tarnishing.
Yeah. They're all brass.
Is a man close to death?
No, he's sleeping. He's been stabilized.
Okay.
Sunu and Aklit rush back. With Gorto.
All right. What's going on here? Oh.
Sir Gortog, we must help this
well,
man.
Well, that's a nasty little thing. What of it?
You're poisonous. I mean...
I've heard that before. Yes.
He's poisonous. Poisoned.
I wouldn't say he's poisonous.
Silva... Stands up. You must help Dumrick. Ever. You agree? You must help Dumrick. And she pulls from a pouch, very clearly a bag of holding, a chest about this big.
Okay.
Drops it on the floor next to him. Opens it. It is entirely filled with astral diamonds.
Wow.
Eros will, of course, attempt to take all of them. Whose bag is this?
This is Silva's. Before Eros can really move from where he's sitting, Gortog glass.
You know who I am. What use is that to me?
Chops.
Silva sighs, closes the lid, puts it back in her bag of holding.
Eros is really disappointed.
She takes a handkerchief, flaps it open, and blows her nose. And holds it out, kind of disappointed. But very clearly she actually had something on the hand.
Intriguing. But.
That's gross.
How about we sweeten the deal? 500 years off my sentence. As a gesture of goodwill.
What sentence?
And he's ignoring you, but he's looking at Silva, and he looks at Greta and Sunu and the others. Dara has not turned around. She's sitting with Ren, and she's focusing on Dara. Sunu starts. 500 years. Your sentence is eternal.
That is why it is a gesture of goodwill.
Among them, they're just murmurs. Fine, whatever. 500 years off your sentence. Gortog grabs the handkerchief and greedily stuffs it in his front pocket.
All right. Stand back, please.
He stoops over Dumrick and goes like this. The sound is disgusting, but nothing happens.
I must have missed.
black sludge flows out of Dunrick's mouth. And you see some of the there's dried blood as well. And it slurps right into Gortog's nose.
Ah, Gortog.
This fellow is cleansed. Now if you'll excuse me, I have to get back to my meal.
Coral will rush over and see on the poison.
The poison's completely gone.
The poison is gone.
Gortog stomps out. Good evening to you, sirs and madams. 500 years off my shoes.
Coral is stunned. What?
Marek suggests that Ever help him in healing this fellow. So he leans over and says, just concentrate your energies into healing. Ever feels that Dunrick is stabilized. Aklet says, we've taken care of him. Now we must go. We must go and take care of these mechanical beasts. 5 miles tall, you say?
It's worse than you think.
Interesting.
It's worse than you think.
Q. What of these things?
It's a living nightmare.
Q has basically read through a bunch of things while this is going on, after making sure that things are pretty much okay. He reads about how they were trapped inside and they kept walking in circles and felt as if the entire place was laughing at them. It wasn't until they exited that the biggest shock had set in, that they spent 2 years, very clearly 2 years from the journals, inside, but not an hour had passed since they entered the giant beast.
Doesn't make any sense, though. I should have been there. Should have been there.
Auklet insists that we must go. We have things to take care of, as you can see. You lived in Kratos, did you?
I did.
You wish to return there?
I do.
Turns to Darcy over and looks at her. She knows what she's talking about. Finish your business here and you should probably be able to return. Now, as for the rest of us, we must go. Perhaps we won't be able to split up this time. But something 5 miles tall falls pretty hard. We should be able to take it. Auklet rises to leave. And Dara simply says, no, I can't go. I have to stay here. What? I have to stay here and take care of Ren. Before I joined you, I was a servant of my lady. And I gave her my word I would take care of this one. Take care of Ren.
Who is your lady?
My Lady Erna. She took care of me, and now it is my turn to take care of Ren here.
Is she Erna's daughter?
No, just a companion.
I see.
I must stay here. Brother Zerdan frowns and says, Dara, we must go. The duties, our duties, we must fulfill them. Great nods. But Aklet says, well, she can stay, but the rest of us must have duties to fulfill. Creaking of Mark's chair is very loud. And you hear Aklet squabbling with Brother Zerdan. Brother Zerdan insisting that Dara has to go. Auklet insisting that she could stay if she's given her word. What else is more important than that? Silva is siding with Auklet that Dara should stay. Sunu, Brother Zerdan, and Greta are all arguing that Dara should go. The stranger walks over to Marek and says, sir, watch. What is going on? Why is this place so strange?
Is he speaking in common?
Yes. Mark answers in Elvish. Fate conspires against us. And he turns to the animals and he says very quietly, take care of this one, please. And he motions towards Dunmark, who's still on the floor. The animals carefully lift up and march him up the stairs.
He translates.
For
Mark.
Fate conspires against us. Good man.
Fate.
How would you say the words in your language? All journeys must come to an end. This is one of the things that was in the journals.
How do you know?
How would you say it in your language?
That all journeys must come to an end?
Are you repeating it in...
Yeah, in common.
In common? No, boy. How would you say that in the tongue your mother gave you?
Primordial. Karamus nash lach no moramate fias.
These words echo around the room and everything seems to stand still. The arguing between the three and the two and Dara sitting there fades away. You feel the creaking of the chair. It's the only sound in the room now. Mark sits up and stands. It stretches slightly. It says,
my lord.
Your pronunciation was always very good. And he turns. Mark is walking towards the tables. You see that it splashes near his footprints, where his footsteps are. He's twisting the air, turns his hand, swords strapping themselves to a brilliant blue cape, flying feathers along its very top. You realize these little flutterings, these little shockwaves around it, they're not shockwaves, they're sounds. You can see sounds right now. You have synesthesia from the sheer amount of magic in the air. Mark walks right over where Darastia sits. Your friends have not noticed this moment. He places a hand on Dara's shoulder. Darastia, Tirastel, you have done very, very well. It's like she wakes up. Mark? The banner must be flown, Dara. I will fly the banner. But please, necklace. I'm sorry. She chokes on her words. You will keep your word to your lady. And she hands him the necklace and puts it on. He turns to the other five who have not noticed him yet. He waves his hand. Darastia will stay here. I will go in her stead. The banner must be flown. You leave immediately. Sunu is staring right at Dara. Auglet and Zerdan have stopped running. They bow. Greta slaps Dara on the back. The three of them march out. Silva stands up nervously. Looks about and bows. He turns to the Mark walks up.
Sunu standing there, still staring. Dara, you don't have to stay here. You can come with us. Mara can take care of your friend. Dara, please come with us. You don't have to stay. She shakes her head. And he just turns off. Dara, the moment I look away from you, I will forget you ever existed. You know this. You know Marek's magic better than any of us. Dara, please come with us.
Dara, go.
Dara shakes her head. Says, goodbye, Sunu. Sunu leaves.
What is... Dara, what happened?
I failed.
At what?
I failed at my duties.
Which was what? Everything seemed to be okay.
She shakes her head. I failed at my duties. I didn't leave when I was supposed to.
Did you disobey an order?
In a sense.
What happens now?
Silva barges back in and throws her arms around Dara. Says, Dara, Mark's magic doesn't work on me. Never has. I won't let them forget you. I won't let them forget you. Good. Mark silhouette is in the door. And excellence. Failsafe. But she will return. And Dara will rejoin you. But we must go before it is too late and we are discovered. The banner must be flown.
Whose banner?
He turns. Silver nods.
Dara, whose banner?
Dara's crying.
Dara, you must tell us.
You haven't figured it out yet.
The regime.
What about you? She looks right at Toro.
Toro is stunned by the whole thing.
What do you feel? Ran, please don't cry. It's alright, Ran. Ran is upset. This thing that happened to Ran. Ran, please, here, look, I can do magic now. And she creates a little ballerina in her hand. It spins. And Dara tilts and falls out of her chair. And Ren picks her up.
Q's gonna run over.
Dara looks like she's having trouble breathing right now.
Okay. Kuro, we need healing. Ever, we need healing.
Ever is injured.
It looks like Dara's unharmed, but she looks like she's having trouble breathing. Dara chokes. Bring me to the blacksmith.
Renard.
Ren stands holding Dara. And looks at all of you. She's very worried and confused. The stranger is next door now. Q, Ever, we must go.
We need to go to Renard.
Let us go to Renard. Let us go.
So Q is gonna just lead.
Right.
Just
they all. Ren is carrying Dara, who's just draped in her arms, and the stranger's right alongside, making sure that everything's clear.
Q's gonna exit the inn.
Mm-hmm. Do the rest of you follow?
Yeah.
Is Ever helping go straight to Renard? It's not that far away, actually. It's right.
When they get outside, is there any trace of
no.
the old party?
No.
Okay.
Neither party,
so. Q leads the way to the Renard.
Carlos is following you guys. He is completely confused. This is the face that Carlos has never shown before. He's completely confused as to what's going on. He's not imitating anyone. Does Q knock on Renard's door?
Yes.
So, Renard, hold up. All right. Renard opens the door. What's going on? Come in. A succubus. Why? Do you have any idea what's going on?
Well, honestly,
lay her down. Is she all right?
Oh, some sort of magic has been.
You note that there's a lot of new things in Renard's shop, magical things floating around.
Best I can explain, some sort of spell has been worn off.
Sir Renard.
What is this?
They said that the banner must be flown.
What is going on? She's very sick.
Yes, but...
Hold on, I have to undress her. To examine her properly. You, out. Ever you stay. I'm sorry, what's your name? Ren? Alright, you stay. Help me with you, especially, out. And you,
leaves.
Making the faces, out.
Q leaves.
And as you hear this, like, Q is securing the door last.
Yeah.
You hear him say, I have to see an succubus naked. My wife will never live me. Will never let me live this down. Just close the door. After about 15 minutes, the door opens again. So, Renard, you helped him examine. Ever helped Renard examine Darastia, and she was perfectly fine, but he figured something out. So, this one was definitely with Drayda, huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Alright. Troubled a lot of them. That magic I felt earlier. What happened? I felt it over here.
Someone named Marek.
Marek. Marek. He never leaves his chair these days, right?
But he left. He left to fight some creature that's invading my home world.
You know of Marek. We had just met him, but it seems...
This one? What's this one's name? What's it, succubus? She'll be fine. She's just readjusting to having less magic.
Less magic.
Is she losing her own power?
No. Is she missing anything?
A necklace.
He must have amplified her power.
He reaches into his pocket and pulls out a blue feather, very similar to Marek's cloak, and very similar to the feathers on the necklace that Darby wears. Like this?
Yes.
Well,
how did you get that?
I purchased it off of another wizard. But let me tell you, this is a tangled mess.
Well,
I think you'd better hear it from her, but she's in a position that I would have been if I had accepted Marek's offer.
Marek's offer?
A contract?
Less of a contract, the more when he retired.
Who? What is his role? Whose banner must be flown?
Think about it for a moment. Were there six of them? Including this one?
Yes.
I feel as though if I give you the answers, you won't understand well enough.
Is it someone that we know?
It's someone we know of.
Think about it. Gather all your answers. And I'll be right here. I'll make sure of this one.
Let's talk about this.
Out of character, you can talk about all the clues that you have. Who are these people?
Okay. The first time we encountered them, we
gotta drink first. Wanna pause?
Yeah.